Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you so much for joining me. I am Natasha L. Brown, healing evangelist, holistic advocate, and host of My New Peace Radio. We are going live in both MyNewPeace.com as well as New Peace Wellness with Natasha on Facebook and on YouTube, Natasha L. Brown, or New Peace Wellness. So we definitely thank you for joining us in any of those platforms, as well as LinkedIn and Twitter and Instagram as Natasha L. Brown. So happy December 1st. We are so excited. Some may say this has been a long year, and some may say, you know, it was just another year to them. So whatever your position is on 2020, I am excited you made it this far and that you are here. I am so glad to see you. What do you plan to do over the next 30 days? You know, many are waiting for the new year so they can start all of their New Year's rigmarole, but what are you going to do? What are your plans for the next 30 days? So let's go ahead and cover our disclaimer. This is an informational session, and I am not a medical professional. This broadcast and any episodes on this page are used to assist you in starting and maintaining your holistic journey in the right direction. Always seek medical attention from your primary care physician, and if you have a current emergency, please dial 911 to make sure you get their proper help. And again, I am excited that you are here. Today's show is, and we always do a Happy New Year show, or Happy New You is what it is. So what is it? Because over the past 11 months, in some ways, you have changed, definitely in more than one way. You have transitioned from who you were January 1st to now December 1st. So what are your plans going forward? What are you keeping? What are you discarding? You know, what are you going to do? I am excited to hear. So definitely put it in the comments what you are going to be doing. If you are watching us on YouTube, go ahead and subscribe and click the bell so that you'll know when we're going live. If you're watching at MyNewPeace.com, click follow so you'll know when we are updating. And if you are watching on Facebook, thank you so much for joining me. That means you are already part of the family. So if you are not back on the bandwagon after Thanksgiving, many people fall off, they eat everything and anything. But, you know, I keep my routine no matter what's going on. I go ahead and I eat the same. I may add a few more things, but I eat the same. I still eat in moderation because, you know, that food is available year-round, so I can eat it at any time. But I do not go into a binge. For whatever reason, many times we think we can do that and then we can detox, especially if you've taken any of my detoxes, cleanses, done any programs with me. You may think you can eat however you want and then afterwards go through a detox or a cleanse. Well, you know, that's a form of abuse, so we don't want to do that. We want to be consistent with what we're doing to our bodies and for our bodies, and we want to make sure. Now, before I got into a holistic lifestyle, and I was asked why I don't share my story as much. And sometimes I just forget about it. I just assume you know. But if you are new to me, thank you so much for joining me. And you may not know how I got into the holistic world. I'll say it that way. And I did it based on a reactive cancer diagnosis. And so that's why I'm so passionate about making sure that you don't do reactive habits, but you create lifelong, lasting habits, and you stick to those habits so that you can move forward in what it is that you are doing. And many times we don't do that. You know, we get into destructive habits, and we don't think we can get out of that cycle when you can. There are many simple things, and that's what we're going to talk about today. But with my diagnosis, what I found out is that many times our emotions, our mental state, our environment all play a part in getting a particular diagnosis or even being told you have a particular disease or illness in the body. So what are you willing to do? And it takes work to do those things in order to reverse any illness in the body, and it can be done. And sometimes, just like with the coronavirus, there are many false positives that are given. People get in their minds that they are sick and they start exhibiting symptoms. But what if you used your faith that God has given you to operate this body, it's a self-healing machine, the way that he created it to, by using what is in the earth already? We have everything we need in us and around us naturally to make sure that we are living a holistic life. But are we willing to use those tools? That is the question. So that's what I teach, and that's what I did in order to reverse that diagnosis in the body. I had biopsies done. I was asked if I wanted to do any other procedures. Some of them were very aggressive, and I did not. I did not go into any medical treatments, but I did, just like I do with all my clients, we did a detox, we did a cleanse. I began to take certain supplements that targeted what was going on in my body. I began to change what I was doing as far as mental work. Definitely started meditating, setting a devotional time. Prayer was a major part of what was going on, as well as making sure that I am not so rigid, but I'm going to use the word rigid, in what I do that works. Because if it's working, you're not going to take me off of that, no matter what's going on. Now, I may eat certain things here and there, but what I try to do is find out what is organic, what is live, what is whole, and what's going to work for me. So I'm very sensitive to what I put in my body, and certain things that I do put in my body, if it gives a negative reaction, you only get one chance, and then I'm not going to be eating that or trying that again, right? So it brought about a different awareness, and many of us are not willing to go into that awareness and find out what we need to do in order to do the work. You know, if you have medical insurance, it's easy to go to the doctor and allow them to prescribe something, especially if your copay is low or if you have no copay at all, if you don't have to pay for medication. Those are easy things to do. And with the medical profession, I'm not knocking it, it's beautiful because it gives us an insight into what's going on with the body, even though there are many holistic things you can do, because you can have iridology, an iridologist look into your eyes and find out what's going on with your body, even down to mental and emotional, right? So that is something that can be done at any point. Our fingernails. If you take the fingernail polish off, ladies, there are certain signs that you can see. This is for men, too, but, you know, the ladies are wearing polish. So making sure that you look at your nails, your fingernails, different signs going on with our face. So the body is self-healing machine. I can't stress that enough. God has given us everything we need, and it is amazing how he created the body to tell on itself when there's something wrong. And if we listen, the body gives us whispers. The body may start yelling. That illness or disease, that diagnosis is a scream for help. So if we can pay attention to the whispers, if we listen to our bodies, if we took time to hear what our bodies were saying, many places we go, our bodies letting us know, this is not a good environment for me. We need to go. Many times our body is saying, don't eat this. You know, indigestion, upset stomach, the mucus that is produced, you know, you get the colds, you have to blow your nose, the cold in your eye. All of that are whispers. The body is letting us know that there's something going on in the body, right? So all of that, and some of us, we get into a place, and I did the same thing, where we're comfortable feeling bad. But once you feel good, once you get a taste of wellness, most people don't want to go back. I'll say it that way, because I do have some clients that go back to their habits because they're easier. But once you start on that wellness journey and you pick up the habits and you start doing them, it takes 21 to 45 days based on studies, 21 to 45 days to create a habit. Same thing with wellness, 21 to 45 days to create a habit. So once you've created that habit, if you can get your mind to follow along and not just do it out of routine to make sure that you are well, and just like with medication, most people don't take the prescribed number of days. If you're told to take it for 14 days, after 7 days, if you feel better, usually people stop taking it and they've not gotten the full dose. But anything that you're doing after so many days of doing it, if you're not getting better and you have to continue taking the medication, then there's something wrong with what's going on as far as your body is concerned and as far as your routine. So there are many things that we can be doing in order to make sure that we're well, and we are going to, and I just wanted to share that tidbit because I know a lot of times people want to know how I got started and what qualifies me, and I take classes as well. I continue education. It's not just about what I've done for myself or what I've done for my clients, but I have a holistic mentor. He is a naturopath, and definitely I am continuously learning from him, as well as I do different studies and practices. So there definitely is expertise here. And we're going into our New Peace Wellness. We will be celebrating 15 years in 2021. So I think I know a little more than what you think I know, even though I don't push it all the time, and I will start working on that. So 15 years is definitely a long time. We have experienced many things. I've seen many things. There are many things that have worked on many and some things that have not. So definitely always tweaking. But whatever it is, once you find out what works for you, stick with it. All right. So our Happy New You, giving you 30 so that you can move forward. And these are things, if you listen to me at any point, many of these you should already be doing. Like number one, drinking enough water. Hydration is key. During this time of the year, we should be drinking antioxidant water because it is giving our bodies what it needs, and you can tell a major difference after one 16-ounce bottle of water. And I will put the link where you can purchase that water in the comments so that you can go ahead and order that for yourself so that you can get going in the right direction. You can be drinking 2 to 3 bottles right now, but work your way up to it. See how you feel after a bottle, because just like with anything else, you want to listen to your body and see if you need to take it slowly, because I know some people, a higher pH may make you think you're feeling sick, but it's called a healing crisis, and we can talk about that another time. But definitely antioxidant water is what you want to be drinking. If you're drinking the spring water, as long as it is not Deer Park, spring water, and make sure you know what's in your water. The Environmental Working Group has a website where they list the waters, and they do it on a continuous basis so that you can find out what brands you should be drinking and what brands you should not be drinking. So spring water, alkaline water, this time of the year, antioxidant water. What else should you be drinking? There are several others. If you take any sessions with me, and I'll be doing another session this month on seasonal foods as well as what you should be doing so that you can stay away from illness and disease, because the respiratory illnesses are going to pick up, and so hydration is definitely key to making sure you are well no matter what is going on around you as far as illness is concerned. You don't have to pick it up. So hydrating, a gallon of water a day is wonderful. Just a few bottles, like I said, 2 or 3 of the antioxidant, but then you want to make sure you are working your way up to a gallon of water total of water, straight water. Hydration throughout the day is going to make a major difference in your body. If you are not doing it now, let me know after 2 weeks how you feel, because you are definitely going to see a difference in your body. And we want to make sure we are doing that to make sure all of our organs are operating properly and they have the hydration they need. Another tip that I always give is restful sleep. Do you know your sleep number? Are you getting enough hours each night? 6 or more hours is what you should be getting so that you can function throughout the day, because many people are grumpy, you know, whether it's constipation, that's a lot of A lot of people are grumpy because of constipation. But it's also because they're sleepy and tired, just like with little children and babies. When it's time for that nap, they get cranky, they get fussy. So if you didn't get a good night's sleep, you're starting the day off wrong, right? So hydration, getting enough restful sleep, eating live foods. That's another one. And now these first five you could be doing on a daily basis. It's not something necessarily that you need to be doing as far as waiting until today to do that. It's something that you could have been doing all along. And like I said, if you've listened to me at any point, you know what my top five are, and you know, well, my clients have more than five things, but if you've listened to me at any point, you know the ones, the top five that I always go over. So that hydration, restful sleep, eating live foods at some point during the day, every meal, even breakfast, because who said what breakfast has to look like for you, right? So that traditional breakfast is definitely not healthy. It clogs up our colon. It slows down our day. But if you are getting live foods at every meal, you are putting life in the body. You are giving your body fuel to move forward. And especially if you are a carbon-based people like I am, you are getting the voltage you need from your food. That's why eating in season is so important. All right, so those are the first three. Also, number four, and let me go over my top five, is restful sleep, hydration, eating live foods, exercise, and meditation or your devotional time. That is all something you need to be doing. And those first three on this list, we want to make sure we stress. But also, since we're giving out 30 tips, and I may run out of time giving those 30 tips, so we may have to do either part two or I'll just add them to the description. But keep in mind that there are things you can do on a daily basis to stay well. It's not something you have to wait until the beginning of the year to get started with. It's something you can do daily, because I advocate possessing wellness daily. Basically, that's my tagline. Number four, you want to create goals each day. And you should be doing that the night before. So that's another thing you should be doing, preparing the new day the night before. So when you do your total detox, you know, debriefing yourself from this current day, get ready for the next day. Getting your clothes out, if you can, if you need to iron them and press them and do whatever, do all of that the night before, and it gets you started in a different energy the next day. Okay, so create your goals. As you're setting those goals for the next day at the end of the night before, make sure they're realistic goals, and don't just run off a to-do list. Add those things to your schedule so that they can be in your face. Make sure you have, if you write them out, it gets in down into the cells, but make sure you are focused on what it is you are supposed to be doing. Don't allow other people to sidetrack you with their emergency. Number five, you want to create a workout plan. If you don't already have one, definitely some form of exercise daily, 30 minutes or more. You want to get that heart rate up. There are many quick exercises you can do if you don't think you have enough time, and I just posted something on Facebook. We all have time, from dancing in the car on your commute to making sure you schedule time throughout the day to go to the gym, or even doing things while you're watching TV at the end of the day. You know, you just have to know when it is that you're going to be consistent, what time of day is best for you. If you're not someone that will be consistent with working out throughout the day, starting it off in the morning, do it in the afternoon, do it at your lunch break, whatever it's going to take, but that make that part of your daily goals, right? All right, so once you get that plan set, especially if you can get a personal trainer, that would help tremendously. And that's what I always recommend for my clients as a holistic coach. Get a fitness trainer so that you can get that body going in the right direction. You know, I'll help you internally. I help you with some things externally. But once you get that fitness goal going, it's going to definitely add to what I do. All right, number six. Do a kitchen audit. Again, it's after Thanksgiving. Do you have all of those different sweets that you don't need to eat all year long that you have binged over the past couple of days, if they are still in the refrigerator or your kitchen, go ahead, throw those out. And, yeah, we want to get our bodies in shape and in the right direction before Christmas so that we'll be able to use that holistic wisdom when we get to that Christmas dinner. And Christmas and Thanksgiving, all of our holidays look different, but many people still are trying to eat. So that's not something that's going to change. Whether you go and visit other people or whether you cook it yourself, definitely we want you to get on the right track. So do a kitchen audit. Those things that are not healthy, those things that are not live, those things that are not giving your body life and producing joy, internal joy for your body so that you can be well this season, those are the things you want to get rid of. And just make a shopping list of what's going to work. You want to make sure you're getting live foods that are in season. Find out in your region what's being harvested now. That's how you know what's in season. Not just everywhere, but in your season. If you can eat locally, definitely you'll be supporting the local farmers, but you'll also see a difference in your body because that is what you're close to. Number 7. Spend at least 30 minutes outdoors. Remember, that's part of that fitness goal. If you can get outside, even if it's chilly, getting the air, you may not be able to get the air for 30 minutes depending on how cold it is in your area. But if you can get outside at any point to get that fresh air and not just the circulated air in your home, opening a window would help as well. But get outside, get moving, and then come on back in. And any form of the vitamin D that you can get, especially this time of the year, is going to be wonderful. If you're just joining us, we are going over, and I know I'm not going to make it, so we may do part two, but we are going over 30 things you can do daily over the next 30 days. And you can take one a day, but if you are already part of a wellness program, then what you can do is go ahead and take these and run with it. So Happy New You is what we're doing today on My New Peace Radio. I am Natasha L. Brown, your host, healing evangelist, and holistic advocate. We are getting you set up so you can start now. You don't have to wait till the new year to set those wellness goals. You should be doing them anyway if you listen to me at any point. But definitely getting started now is the thing to do. So we've gone over the first 7. I will not go back over them to save time. We are getting ready to do day 8, our number 8. So out of the 30 days, over the next 30 days, number 8, which you can work on, and you can do these daily if you're not doing my top 5, and I went over those already. If you're not doing that on a regular basis, those 5 things you can do every day. So if you're not doing that, then definitely take each day to do one of these. Number 8, say no to the snooze button. Now, that one I have a little issue with, too. Especially on days that I am off, I try to sleep in a little later. I get up, I do my devotional time, and I get back in the bed on my off days. So that way I can get fully rested like I want to. And, you know, some people do the snooze button on a daily basis, so definitely keep in mind not to do the snooze button because it changes the energy of the day. So you want to go ahead and get up at the first alarm and get going because you're training your body to do that, right? So even without an alarm clock, you'll be slow to get up. Number 9, meditate. That's part of my top 5, taking that prayer, devotional time, spending time with God, listening to God, communicating with God, getting your directions for the new day, finding out what you need to do, and He'll speak to you as well. Yahweh will let you know what you need to be doing as far as your body is concerned. So spending that quiet time and tunes up that ear, the spiritual ear as well as your natural ear and your holistic ear so that you'll know what's going on with your body, and it won't take you as long to do that. Number 10, perform a random act of kindness. Now, that should have been jump-started with Thanksgiving. That Thanksgiving season, people like to go through what they're thankful for. Random act of kindness. This time of the year, many people may not have what they want or need, so look into that. pay attention when you're in the grocery store. You may be able to give someone a gift card for groceries or pay for their groceries at checkout. You know, if you're behind someone and they're getting ready to check out, pay for their groceries. If you are out at a restaurant, choose someone in the restaurant, pay for their food, right? Many things you can be doing as an act of random act of kindness. You don't have to post it. You don't have to get on social media and toot your own horn. Just do something kind. That can be done every day. Number 11, say yes to something out of the ordinary. I've been doing that throughout this year because last year was the year of no, so we got rid of a lot of things. Set boundaries and reset boundaries, but do something out of the ordinary. Say yes to something new. New foods, I've been doing that all year long with the sessions I've been taking, so definitely that has been helping me. Let's see, new places. There are many things that you can say yes to and change the direction of your day. Number 12, we're going to try and get to 15 before my time is up. Number 12, try a new kind of exercise today. You got a personal trainer? Ask them to do something different or something you can do at home differently. Do a search online and find something different. Tabata looks like it is the latest thing as far as fitness is concerned. Get started with someone. There are a couple of people on social media that are doing workouts. Get going with some type of new workout. 13, reward yourself with an experience. Just like saying yes to something out of the ordinary, trying new experiences, or maybe something on your bucket list or your list of goals, your life goals. Go ahead and do something that is going to bring joy, bring some fulfillment to you that you wouldn't normally do. 14, we're going to make it. Invite a friend to the gym with you today. Accountability is key. I love accountability. With anything major that I'm doing, I always enlist accountability partners. As well as anything that you're doing that you're wanting to see results, you need to be consistent. Accountability, not just the gym, accountability in life. Eating right, fitness, anything. Whatever it is that you're trying to do, definitely grab a friend and make them get involved with you. Number 15, and this is, we're going to only have time for 15, but, you know, we come every Tuesday. We are here every Tuesday on My New Peace Radio, so definitely you can pick us back up. And I'll probably do another one. I won't wait until Tuesday to do 16 through 30. But 15, listen to a podcast. You're already doing that, right? You're already listening to My New Peace Radio. And find another one that not just helps you in this genre as far as wellness is concerned, but something maybe that you want to learn. Find one that will help you move forward in doing something different in your life. You know, who says you have to stop learning because you're not actually going to a physical school building? You should always be a lifelong learner. So learn something new by listening to a podcast today. And I thank you for listening to our episode of My New Peace Radio today. Happy New You. Congratulations to making it to December 1st. This has been a year, and I know that you are seeing the same thing. So on My New Peace Radio, we're going to go ahead and close out. And always remember, I am Natasha L. Brown. I love you, and self-love and self-compassion are your superpowers. So for those listening on My New Peace Radio, have a beautiful week. And I will talk to you again soon. Those that are still with me on